Finance with Scott Haywood.
Thanks to the Perth Mint, old gold, new memories. Sell your old gold jewellery at the Perth Mint.
Here he is, the noted car enthusiast, the finance guru, Scott Haywood. Good morning.
Good morning to you guys. You look terrific. I just saw Adam Paikin's tweet. You look fantastic, you guys sitting there, and it's good to see the Paddy Swinney out there at the roving mic. Now, what isn't roving will be our share market today, because we have had 2 days where people may have lost a little bit of sleep. Our market went down 2%, nearly 2% on Monday, and then rebounded nearly 1.5% yesterday after the Dow Jones had its best day since the 5th of March, rising more than 580 points. So today, take a breather. Last night, the S&P 500 was only up about 0.5% after the Federal Chair Jerome Powell in the US further calmed markets by saying, don't panic about inflation and don't panic about interest rates going up sooner rather than later. That got the S&P 500 back within just 0.2% of its all-time highs set 2 Mondays ago after dropping more than 2% on the open. Some of the notable technology stocks caught my eye. Netflix up 2.3%. Apple, Microsoft and Amazon all up 1%, and Facebook jumped 2%. That's after the European Royal Commission opened a probe into Google's advertising unit, which the market seemed to like. So from my point of view, our market will probably have a flat day, which I am going to enjoy, Gareth, because we have had some high levels of volatility for those trading or watching the market for the last 2 days.
Absolutely. It's been a roller coaster, that's for sure. What's the stock to watch today, Scotty?
The 6PR breakfast, hashtag the stock to watch, and I have to be, you know, in light of the fact that you're giving away the Hyundai Kona this morning on breakfast, I'm going to head to the motor vehicle industry for my 6PR breakfast, hashtag the stock to watch, and that is ARB Corporation. Now, a lot of people have had a lot of frustrations, and I was interested in that that the rumour file listener then who hasn't ever had a new car, and it's getting harder to get a new car than it's ever been because of all the infrastructure issues that we've had with COVID. It's been hard to get all the parts in the right place to actually get the cars back across into Australia. So ARB Corporation, they're engaged in design, manufacturing, distribution and sale of motor vehicle accessories. So they're just in the accessory space. They're also in light metal engineering works with geographical presence in Australia, USA, Thailand, Middle East and Europe. Last traded yesterday at $45.12, near its 12-month high of just over $47.58, but it has had a very good run. The company generated sales of more than $280 million for the 6 months ending December 30 as people bought secondhand cars and then enhanced them with accessories. So that was a 21% increase from the previous corresponding year. So, you know, it's a well-managed business. It's got good cash flow. They haven't gone back to the bank or have any capital raisings for more than a decade. As I said, they're in motor vehicle accessories. Last traded at $45.12 with a 52-week live, $16.85. So you are paying full tote odds. Their stock code is ARB. And if you've got good businesses with good cash flow in COVID, I think that's certainly warranted of a 6-PR breakfast, hashtag the stock to watch. But as our markets will probably open flat today, I think investors can just relax, maybe have a nice cup of tea and not deal with the volatility we've had to deal with in the share market over the last 2 days.
Strong ARB for the four-wheel drivers too. New bull bars and tow bars and all those sorts of bits and bobs if you're getting out and about as everyone wanders out yonder. Scotty, good on you, mate. Have a great Wednesday.
You too, Gareth. Have fun. Yeah.